Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
While many search for a motive to make sense of a crime, sometimes that motive becomes a bone of contention in a trial. On April 24th, 2008, a man was arrested and sent to trial where both sides assigned vastly different motives. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Anthony Morley, while growing up as a young boy living in Leeds, West Yorkshire, always dreamed of seeing his name flashing in lights. Aspiring to become a dancer, in 1993, he reached some fame when he won the first Mr. Gay UK competition and walked away with a cash prize and an exotic trip. After winning the title, he moved to London in order to pursue what he hoped would be a successful career in modeling and dance. Eventually, Anthony made his way back to Leeds, where he trained as a chef and began working at some of the top restaurants in the city, as well as becoming a sous chef specializing in seafood. Now, whether seeking more fame or seeking love, eventually Anthony appeared on a late-night dating show where he was able to select a date out of a group of willing men. Though he did not pick him at the time, a man named Damien Oldfield was in the audience and eventually appeared on the show himself. At some point, Anthony Morley and Damien Oldfield, a 33-year-old employee at a gay lifestyle magazine, began exchanging texts and, after meeting, decided to go on a date. With Anthony stating that he wanted to go slow, for potential reasons that we will get into a little bit later, the pair decided on April 23rd, 2008, to have dinner and a movie night at Anthony's home. With Anthony himself preparing a meal for Damien, they put on the movie Brokeback Mountain, and before long, the pair began kissing and stripped down to their underwear. Though it all seemed innocent enough, Anthony would later say that he woke up the following morning to find Damien engaging in a sexual act without his consent. Feeling betrayed by this man, a fight soon broke out that ended when Anthony picked up a knife, slashed Damien's throat, and began stabbing the man repeatedly. He then, according to the sources, sliced off pieces of his lover's skin, cooked, and then attempted to eat them. At 2:30 a.m. on April 24th, Anthony, covered in blood, stumbled into a nearby kebab house and demanded that they call the police. He reportedly told the officers, "It's this lad. He tried to rape me, so I stopped him." In total, Damien suffered from more than 30 stab wounds at the hands of the chef, and pieces of his leg and chest had been sliced off. His jugular vein cut wide open, Pieces of muscle, skin, and flesh were found underneath his body. And on the chopping board and trash were chunks of seasoned and cooked skin. Now, taken into the courtroom to decide his fate, Anthony Morley and his lawyers revealed some information about his life that they hoped would make the jury sympathetic, while the prosecution presented a history that made this look like the last in a list of violent acts. According to the sources, Anthony Morley had his first sexual relationship with an older man when he was just a teenager. And from that moment on, he struggled with the fact that he didn't know if he was gay, straight, or bisexual. In fact, when competing at the Mr. Gay UK competition, Anthony said that he was not gay and was actually with a steady girlfriend at the time, but had, in the past, entertained the idea of relationships with men. Later, having a 5-year-long relationship with a man and a 3-year one with a woman, they claimed that this frustration and desperation to be, quote, normal may have contributed to the, quote, cold-blooded, savagely executed murder of Damien Oldfield. According to that man whom he had a relationship, Sean Wood, Anthony was a man who grew violent when consuming alcohol. Recalling a terrifying moment when they disagreed over money, he said, quote, he went to the kitchen and came back and sat down on the settee, and 5 minutes later, he leapt up and went for me with a meat cleaver. But unfortunately, he fell backwards, so it didn't get me. He said he also destroyed his bedroom and threatened the ambulance staff with an air rifle. Another man, Stephen Robinson, said that Anthony once grabbed him by the neck of his shirt and told him that he could kill him with his bare hands. Valerie Tomlinson, a forensic scientist who examined the scene after the murder, told the jury about the blue cutting board containing 6 pieces of human flesh, along with a cleaver, fresh herbs, olive oil, and a dish of seeds, and how the frying pan on the hob was all ready for cooking with herbs and oil. She stated that the cleaver contained staining that indicated the meat he chopped had already been fried, and that a partially consumed piece of flesh was found in the plastic bin bag inside the kitchen. While the forensic psychiatrist told the courts that Anthony may have suffered from flashbacks to the alleged rape he suffered from when he was a teenager, entering into a, quote, dissociative state during the attack, the prosecutor said that the chef killed and tried to consume Damien Oldfield because he was drunk and could not deal with the questions about his sexuality. While other professionals disagreed and claimed that Anthony did not suffer from any mental illness or flashbacks, the chef, claiming he remembered little about the attack and the aftermath, stated, at some point, Damien's body had just become something I would deal with at work, a piece of meat. That's the only thing I can think of. That was my daily task, preparing meat. After less than 3 hours of deliberation, the jury found Anthony Morley guilty on October 17, 2008, and sentenced him to life in prison with a minimum of 30 years. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on April 25th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.